This call is being recorded.
All right, so now we have the call being recorded, and I want to say welcome everybody to the call this evening. I'm excited to have some new people on the call. I'm excited to have Taffy grads and Taffy leaders on the call. It's very exciting. So I want to first start off by telling you just a little bit about Taffy, in case you don't know about Taffy. Taffy is an acronym that stands for Taking Action for Your Health. And it is a course of action that's done via teleconference call. Now, I'm having some feedback from somewhere, so I don't know where it's exactly coming from. I just want to make sure that the voice is all clear so you can hear me well enough. So if you have a mute button on, you can mute so that we don't have any background noise. I would appreciate it. Thank you, everyone. So back to Taffy. Taffy, Taking Action for Your Health is a course. It's a course of action. It's done via teleconference call where we meet with a leader and a team of six people or so. And each day, all team members state their commitments. They receive a 5-minute lesson, which is then emailed to them. And they also state their accountabilities to make sure that they are on track. This goes on 5 days a week until all the lessons have been completed, and there's about 35 lessons now, so it takes about 2 months to complete it. And by the end of 2 months, the results are profound and amazing and miraculous. And so this evening, I am so proud to present to you Pearl, who is a Taffy grad. She's a Taffy leader, and she's had her own experience with cervical cancer. So I welcome you, Pearl. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your life to be with us here this evening so that you can share your profound story and help to touch somebody else's life. We are about transforming the health of nations. So I'm going to turn the time over to Pearl. Go ahead, please, Pearl.
Well, thank you so much, Donna. I really appreciate being invited to speak on the call. And I'm thanking everybody who's on the call. It sounds like we have just about the whole country covered. That's pretty cool.
We do.
So my goal in sharing my story is to show everyone and let you share with people that you know as well how health is possible for you too, no matter what your challenges might be. So for myself, my health had been suffering for several years. I had PTSD. I had a displaced and very sore hip. I had frequent bladder infections, always seemed like I had a yeast infection. And then I had uterine fibroids, which would bleed a lot. For that, the only solution that was offered by my doctor was a hysterectomy. It just seemed like way too extreme of a solution and no looking into what the cause was. And so I declined to have that major surgery. But of course, in the meantime, then they did not get better and I continued to bleed very heavily and for long periods of time. So I was not feeling very well at all. But shortly after that, I was having a conversation with a friend who just happened to be in school for earth spirit medicine. That's pretty cool, hey? And so now I believe that there is no such thing as coincidence. She suggested to me that I drink chickweed tea. That's part of one of the things she had learned in her schooling. And so I did. I got some chickweed and I drank tea every day several times. And within about 3 weeks, the bleeding stopped. And then things that I have to assume were fibroids, I did not fish them out, but some of them fell out of me and fell into the toilet. And so, and then the bleeding was just done. So that took about 3 weeks, like I said, and I felt so much better for about 2 years. And then I started to have abnormal bleeding again. It felt different this time, so I really didn't, I knew that it was not the fibroids again. I did think maybe it was perimenopause, but there was something niggling in the back of my mind that kind of said, maybe look further. At that time, though, I was just too tired and I was burnt out and I just couldn't deal with anything else. So this is one of the few times when I ignored my awareness. That was in 2013. So right around then, a different friend told me about some books she had seen about how to use herbs for health. So I got those books and, oh, I used to just devour those things cover to cover. And so I saw a recipe and it was called turmeric tea. And it had calendula, nettle, and yarrow in it. So I made some up because, you know, in my unawareness, I was thinking that, you know, if I was going to share any of this information with people who needed it, who had cancer, I should at least know what it tasted like. Well, I loved it, that tea, and I used to brew a big pot full of it every morning on top of the stove, and I would just drink it all day long. So at the same time, I was doing quite a bit of self-treatment in myofascial release, which is my profession. Plus, I had also been learning so much about my angel team and how to communicate with them and how to know what messages they were bringing me. So those friends who told me about the herbs were messengers to me, and in turn, I was being a messenger for other people. From my angels, I was learning even more about how to receive messages. So there are four main ways: through hearing, seeing, feeling, and knowing. By far, my strongest sense is knowing. Every day, there are things which come to me that I just know without knowing how I know. Over time, I've come to trust that completely. My second strongest sense is feeling, which usually it's a gut feeling, but a lot of times I'll get tears, I'll tear up when something is absolutely true. Seeing and hearing are senses I also use, but less than the others. In the summer and the fall of 2015, after we had moved to BC, I was acknowledging how tired I was and how I just didn't have the energy to start a new clinic or even to go get a job or anything. So I decided instead to look for a new career, which would be less physically demanding because I was so tired. So once again, with guidance from my angel, I was led to a wonderful mentor. That was Dr. Kathy Dean, and she was teaching Taffy. Turns out that was exactly what I was looking for, although I did not know that at the time. Through Taffy, I learned just so much about myself, about how the body works, about how to nourish my body so that it has the optimum chance to get healthy and stay that way. So in talking with Kathy, I learned what foods to eat to build me up and which to avoid. I learned about the importance of being dedicated to some kind of exercise daily. I learned about the best herbal supplements to take for my specific needs. It was exactly what I needed, and I started to notice positive changes every single day. My back was still sore, but not as bad, and I had a lot more energy. I could walk the hills around here way easier than before. I still had some leg fatigue while walking, and I was actually still having abnormal bleeding. So when I told Kathy what that was feeling like, and the fatigue and things like that, she suggested that I add iron with vitamin C to my supplements that I was taking for the Taffy program. What a huge difference. Oh my goodness. No more leg fatigue. And I could catch my breath so much easier while climbing the hills and stuff around here. It was just amazing. Way back, a few years before that, I had been taking iron. And even after several months, I had not noticed a difference. So I'm thinking it was likely...
Okay, just stop for a minute. If Pearl, just stop for a minute. I have some background noise. So if you could please mute out, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Continue,
Thank you.
Pearl.
Okay. So I'm thinking that before, when I was taking a different type of iron, it was likely a poor quality and probably had no vitamin C in it, so then I couldn't absorb it very well. But the Nature's Sunshine vitamin C, or pardon me, iron with vitamin C, it was about 3 or 4 days, and I noticed a difference right away. So when you make a commitment to your own health and you decide to do a program like this, you make more time and effort to actually notice what you feel like. Most of us tend to sweep our symptoms under the rug a little
Come
bit.
In. Perhaps I'm sorry, I've got people here.
Okay. Partly because we think that there's no solution anyway, so we kind of ignore it and think we have to live with it. But I decided no more ignoring my body's signals, because I was learning that there's nothing that has no solution. Everything as a solution. So when you're first starting with Kathy or a program, you focus on the biggest symptom, the one that's the most overwhelming thing for you. So for me, I started with fatigue as being my biggest problem. So within just a couple of weeks, I had a lot more energy and was looking forward to my daily uphill walking. So once that's getting better, then you have attention to spare for what's next. So I became more aware of just how much was going on in my pelvis. My hips were very sore. My low back was still sore in a couple of different ways. My legs were improving, but still heavy. The abnormal bleeding continued off and on. And I realized that I could feel my cervix on the inside. It felt raw. Have you ever spilled like an abrasive cleaner on your hands or battery acid? You know how that feels when it's eating away at your skin? It's not pleasant at all. So when it's on your skin, you can wash it off. But when it's on the inside, you can't. And that's what my cervix felt like all the time, like battery acid was eating away at it. As far as I can tell, though, it stopped at the cervix and did not extend any further to other tissue. But in knowing what that felt like, that was when the knowledge came to me that I had cancer. At first, I didn't do anything else. I just continued with the TAFI program. I was just kind of blindsided, I guess, by it. Just the word cancer is enough to strike fear in most of us. Several years ago before this, a friend of mine had breast cancer, and she took the traditional route of surgery, chemo, and radiation. She got very sick, and she had a hard time thinking and making any decisions. The decisions she did make were all fear-based, because that's what it is. So back then, while I was supporting her, I decided for myself that if ever the time came that I had to face that decision, I would make different choices than she had. Now, at the time, I didn't know what those choices might be, but I knew that the chemicals were not for me. So it took me a few weeks to come to terms with it and to banish the fear. I decided that I would step up my self-treatment of myofascial release, that I would communicate more with my angels about what to do, and I would consult more with Kathy about the herbs and what was available. I figured that at some point I would go to the doctor for a diagnosis just so I could tell people I had test results to back it up. But really for myself, I had no need of a diagnosis. I already knew. I also, like, part of the reason that I did not go immediately to a doctor is because I didn't want to have to fend off that fear-based energy from a doctor who was going to tell me that I had to have chemo or else I would die. I could not let myself get sucked into that. So I did talk to Kathy, and I ordered the pawpaw because it comes from the United States, has to cross the border, and it happened to be, it was almost Christmas, so there was quite a delay in receiving it. So I started taking pawpaw on January 5th of 2016. Almost immediately, I could feel a difference in the way things felt on the inside. Gradually, there was less and less of the acid eating my flesh feeling. soreness in my back and my hips really lessened. I continued to make progress on physical fitness goals, unlike people who have chemo who get weaker. At that point, I had still only told Kathy what was happening. In January, I told my husband. In February, I told a close friend. I was being very choosy who I told because those people needed to be behind me 100% so that there was no possibility of me being infected by someone else's fear. I needed to keep my focus. Not everyone would find that helpful for them, but that's how I ended up doing it then. So at the end of February, only 7 weeks after beginning the pawpaw, I went into a healing crisis. I knew what a healing crisis was because, to begin with, we're taught about it in myofascial release training, and I had experienced it there. But plus, I had just read Donna's book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, and that explains it very well. So a healing crisis is when your body is detoxing fast. You may be sore. You might get sick, you're agitated. For me, I was bleeding, grumpy. It feels awful, but it's your body getting rid of the garbage which is causing the problem. Basically, you feel way worse before you feel better. So for me, I started bleeding very heavily. After the first few hours, which were really scary, I made myself take some deep breaths, check in with myself, check with my angels, and just see, like, what is going on here? So that's when I knew, oh, it's a healing crisis. So I know those usually don't last all that long, so I planned to just wait it out. I could, when I did check in and see what I was feeling like on the inside, I could feel the toxins draining out with the blood. In fact, I could feel the cancer cells dissolving. Some of them were exploding. It was the most amazing feeling, even though, you know, feeling kind of crummy, but wow, it was fascinating. It was also restricting because I had to stay within 20 minutes of a bathroom and could only take cat naps for the same reason. And so after the first day or so, I was starting to get really tired. On about day three, which I had not expected it to last that long, but so about day three, I could feel my heart really having to work hard to get the blood to do its job. So I thought, okay, it's time. So I asked my husband, who was, you know, keeping really close eye on me, but so I asked him to take me to emergency then. And I was on the phone with a physician friend who lived further away from me. And she was fabulous, gave me lots of great advice. So at the hospital, they started an IV right away to replace fluids. They checked hemoglobin and probably other things. They recommended I take iron, which of course I was already doing. And they ordered an ultrasound. So the IV fluids, that was amazing. I just could feel myself perking up just minute by minute. You know, most of your time in emergency, you're sitting waiting. As I was sitting waiting, I came to a realization of two different things. First thing, I had to tell my kids what was happening. They deserve to know. They're all adults and don't live with us. That's how come they didn't know already. But I needed to share with them. It wasn't fair. The second thing I realized is that I had to be talking out loud about the herbal solution. Because other people need to know this stuff. This is so important so that you can get healed without getting sicker from the cure. So as soon as I fully acknowledged those two things, the bleeding started to subside. After that, my pelvis, my uterus, my cervix felt curiously light when, like, I hadn't even been aware that it was all heavy. The ultrasound came back clear for anything that looks like cancer, backed up by a pap smear and endometrial scrape. I waited too long. I did not get a cancer diagnosis from the doctor. So even for those people, though, who believe that a person can't know when they have cancer without a doctor confirming it, I just ask that you acknowledge, if nothing else, just acknowledge that I was ill. I was bleeding. I was feeling the acid burning my tissue. I was having difficulty with energy, strength, stamina, motivation, etc., etc. Now, I no longer have all those symptoms. And I'm continuing to work on things like maintaining my gut health, building my fire element, and increasing my body temperature. Altogether, though, I attribute several different things to the success I had at healing. First was awareness and listening to my own intuition, listening when my body felt wrong. Lots of self-treatment with myofascial release, which promotes the awareness as well as healing. There was my trust and faith in messages from my angel, without which I would not have been led to Kathy and the program and decided to go with it. And of course, the whole TAFI program, which nourished my body and reminded me that I already know how to heal once all the nutrition is in place. So now, as Donna told you, I am a leader in the TAFI program. I'm currently leading my third team, and I'm looking to get people gathered for team number four. That's my story. I'm ready.
Yay! Pearl, I love it. Yes, it's such a fabulous story. So, Pearl, at this time, I'm going to ask you some questions, and I'm going to open it up to anybody that wants to ask you questions as well, Pearl. Okay. Now, we call this cancer, but as you know, in our world, there really is no such thing as cancer. In our world, there's only injury, inflammation, poor elimination, poor circulation, and a fungal infection. So in our world, there really is no such thing as cancer. So let's just talk about, in your situation, Pearl, where do you think, looking back at it, where did your inflammation come from that caused the irritation in that cervix and in your back and other parts of the body?
Well, so I know that even as a teenager, I had yeast infections. And like, this is before I was ever sexually active. And so, you know, where that might have come from, I would kind of guess from my mom, maybe when I was born.
Or did it come from eating grains and sugars and antibiotics?
Oh, well, absolutely. And so that's like the next part of it. When I was two, I had pneumonia and lots of antibiotics. And I know that...
You know, this is when you go, aha!
Yes. And I know that my father used to say, before that, I was a cheerful, like my nickname was Sunshine. And after that, I was angry. and
interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
So did you have childhood vaccinations?
Yes.
Okay, so there we go. This is how we determine inflammation, the sources. Vaccines, which put heavy metals and other foreign toxic substances into the muscle tissue, which gets into the bloodstream. Then that lowers the immune system, so we end up with infection. And from the infection, we take an antibiotic. And from an antibiotic, that robs the good microbiome or the good microbes from your microbiome in your gut. That's how it all starts. Okay? Any other areas of sources of inflammation? Are there root canals, mercury fillings?
Yes, both. And so I'm getting on track to have those dealt with. I haven't done it yet, though, but definitely have been looking into it.
All right. Mm-hmm. So you start to see some of the areas of inflammation that we address when we do these programs, because this is a therapeutic nutritional program. What Pearl did was take enough super high-dense nutrition, and she took it long enough until the energy at the cell level was allowing what she called explosion of her so-called self-diagnosed cancer cells. That's how powerful this nutrition is. So let's move into resolving the whole injury. So an injury, we know there's an injury because there was bleeding. So what did you do to resolve your injury? Let's talk about the superfoods you took.
Okay, well, I used silver gel directly inside. I squirted it in. And I used all the products on the taffy product list, some of which I'm not sure I would have used them all had I not been doing taffy, but I'm so glad that I did because of that. So for anybody who's not familiar, I was taking cat's claw and the liquid tea tonic mineral, Colitrim Plus, Solstic Energy, using LBS2 and psyllium hulls to keep elimination going well through the bowels. I had chlorophyll every day in my water and took the Super Omega 3. Of course, I did also do the other cleanses, the kidney cleanse, the liver and gallbladder cleanse. In addition to those, and in addition to the silver, I was using the Candida Clear Cleanse. I believe I used three of those, not right in a row because I didn't know yet then that that's what Lawrence Smith recommended, but I did use three of them at different times. I used Flax Toe Lignans and Pawpaw. And to the best of my memory, that was pretty much everything, but I know there were other things. I just, at this moment, I cannot really remember what those were.
Okay, let me just go back. Did you use MC?
No.
Okay, because that's probably a program that you can even use now, Pearl, and that helps to cleanse the bloodstream of heavy metals, metabolic waste, sticky triglycerides. It's just a really good blood cleanser, especially if you've had heavy metals in your teeth, root canals, and so on. Okay, so that's will be a new program.
As a matter of fact, I did order that, and it just arrived today. So.
There you go. Right. Okay. All right. So you see how Pearl also addressed her elimination channels. She took psyllium hulls, which is a fiber that moves toxic debris right out through the intestinal tract. And she took the herbal combination, which we call LBS2. It's a lower bowel formula to stimulate the movement of the bowels to cleanse that toxic debris. She took cat's claw combination, and we take cat's claw because it helps to normalize the good bacteria in the intestinal tract, and it opens up the lymphatic system so that the debris can easily flow out through the lymphatic vessels and out through the elimination channels, the bowels, the kidneys, the skin, and the respiratory tract. Cat's claw combination is wonderful. Now, for infection, you notice Pearl used Pawpaw. Can you tell us about Pawpaw and how you felt about Pawpaw when you were taking Pawpaw, Pearl?
Okay. So at the beginning, I started gradually, and I took it with meals. I started with one with breakfast and one with supper, and gradually increased that. I think I probably did the one with per meal for close to a week, and then increased it to two with per meal until I was not feeling well. So I maxed out at four with breakfast and four with supper before I started to get nauseous from it. And so I continued, though, taking it at that level that I could tolerate. And then I even had to reduce it a bit. So I was back down to two per meal by the time I went into the healing crisis. It was so obvious, though, how effective it was being. There was Never a thought in my mind to not take it.
Thank you. I'm going to now open it up to the listeners that are on this call with Pearl, and feel free to ask her questions. Okay, this is so profound that she really worked so very hard to overcome fear so that she could make wise decisions. Okay, go ahead, please. Who has a question for Pearl?
I have a question. Thank you, Pearl, for sharing. That was really profound. Your tumor tea, it was calendula, yarrow, and what else?
And stinging nettle.
Stinging nettle. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Of course, I just wanted to say at that time, Pearl did not know about Papa.
That's right.
Okay. To me, if you want to really resolve tumors, you need to do the whole program, off the grains, off the sugars, off alcohol and pop, because those kind of things feed candida. You see how many times Pearl talked about yeast infections? We have to do the whole program. We can't just rely on a tea. You notice she took a tea, and then she got, it was okay, and then she got symptoms again because she didn't do the whole program initially. And to me, Papa is the most powerful herb that we have out there to work on cancer and tumor apoptosis. It was studied by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin for a period of over 20 years. And in a laboratory setting, whereby he proved scientifically that Papa was 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy and 300 times stronger than Taxol, which is another kind of chemo drug, and I'm not familiar with chemotherapy drugs. This is how powerful Papa is. And I want everyone to know that Pearl didn't just do one thing or one herbal tea in order to have success. She did the entire program. So Pearl, let's just go back to how long did it take you? Was it 2 months on taffy, and then how long after that?
Yeah. So I'm just going to back up a little bit first to go back to that tumor tea. What Donna was just explaining, that's exactly correct. At that time, I did not know yet anything about taffy or that there even was such a thing as a program. I really was very uneducated about nutrition, sugar, grains, all those things. And so I was eating as usual, having a glass of wine on weekends, things like that. And the tumor tea, in my very fatigued and burnt out state, because that's how I was then, it kept everything in check for me. I believe as an intuition, a guidance from my angels, until I should be in a position to be able to embrace taffy. That's all it did for me. I would definitely add it to taffy, if I needed to, it would be a good thing to add, but by itself, it could not cover it all, just as Donna was saying. Donna, I started taffy, I think the first week or something of November of 2015. So did taffy until just into the new year. And it was also just into the new year when I received the pawpaw. And then it was 7 weeks after that. So altogether, probably 4 months.
Wow.
Yeah, so I wanted everybody to know. So we often want that magic solution within 2 weeks. I wanted Pearl to tell you this, that it took her 4 months. And that's really not a very long time. Because when I talk to people who have had experienced cancer many times, they have to take chemotherapy treatments and hormone treatments for 5 years, let alone 4 months.
I just have another thing to say,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, go ahead, Pearl.
Altogether, I was, at the time, I was, of course, purchasing my products all for taffy and for my extras that I had. I was also getting stuff from my kids and whatever, so I don't really know specifically how much I spent, but I think It was about $650 per month on the specific things that I needed to cure this. And so for 4 months. So that's cheap. Oh my gosh. You know, like, what else can you buy for only that much money? Whatever that makes, $2,500. Big deal.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Any other questions for Pearl? It's nice when you have questions, because then I know that people who are listening are really thinking about what she's saying.
So, Donna, I have a question for you, actually.
Go ahead, please.
Can you clarify for me how the supplements and the everything work for somebody who is doing chemo and radiation?
Okay, sure. All right. Here's what I'm going to say. In the work that we do, we use nutrition. And, okay, well, I have to maybe explain that a little further. Because a lot of the plants are in capsules. So we tend to think it's a drug. In fact, these are plants that are picked. They are tested. Nature Sunshine runs about 600 different tests to ensure that their quality is pure and meticulous, that the energy in that plant, the energy in that capsule, because they're now capsulated herbs, that there is, that energy is there for the purpose of healing inner organs and inner glands. So this is kind of the first thing I want to talk about. I'm going to give you an example. Parsley grows in your garden. Parsley can then be picked, dried, pulverized, and put into a capsule. The difference is when it grows in my garden, I do not know if it has therapeutic value. Nature Sunshine tests all those herbs to ensure they have nutritious therapeutic values. That's where the 600 different tests come in. One thing we need to know is today, agricultural practices have interfered with our plants' abilities to pick up raw elements from the earth and convert them to bioavailable minerals for us to use. We are very mineral deficient. That's why we're getting things like cancers. We are starving our poor organs on the inside. The stem cells have no building blocks to work with. So even if you're diagnosed with cancer and you choose chemotherapy, which I personally don't see any rhyme or reason to it, but you choose it. You can also, okay, now I'm getting a feedback here for some reason. So whoever did something, would you please mute out, because I'm getting a feedback. And I don't know where it's coming from. All right, anybody, would you please mute out? I don't know what the problem is, and I don't know where it's coming from. Here we go. Thank you. So here's what I want to say back to you, Pearl. For those people that think chemotherapy has some benefit, I want them all to know nutrition is never an option. This is nutrition. What do we do here? We do superfoods in smoothies with Chinese mineral chi tonic for the red energy. Flax hall lignans and solstic energy for the yellow and orange energies. Collatrim Plus, which is collagen powder for the white energy. Zambrosa or berries and water for the blue energy. Chlorophyll and green zone for the green energy. That's what we do. We do all the energy colors in a smoothie so the stem cells have building blocks to repair healthy cells for you. In cancer, there is continuous cell replication. The replication of cells stop when you give the stem cells the building blocks. They replicate healthy cells for you. They repair the injury, and the process of cell replication stops. In cancer, there is mutated cell replication. And so one of the things we do in cancer is stop the cell replication by feeding our body high-dense nutrition. This is the key. That's why when we look back, you can do chemotherapy, but then 2 years down the road, and we have Liz with us, she can qualify my statement, because she had cancer, breast cancer. She had her left or her right breast removed. She did the chemotherapy. She did radiation. She did the hormone therapy. And then the cancer came back 2 years later. Because the stem cells have no building blocks to stop that current of injury. That injury needs to be mended. That's the purpose of that current of injury that comes, or that message that comes from the brain area to the injured area where the cancer is happening. And the cancer happens because the oxygen to that injured area is not getting there. And why isn't the oxygen getting there? It's because the lymphatic system in that area has been overloaded with toxic debris. Lectins from grains, heavy metals from teeth, mercury fillings, vaccinations, flu shots, tetanus shots, and all those shots, chemicals that we're exposed to, and so on and so forth. Sugars and starches and grains and so on and so forth. That lymphatic system becomes overloaded to the point that it becomes stagnant and oxygen cannot reach that injured area. When the oxygen to that injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication can no longer happen. If there is sugar in the adjacent area, then the oxidation process flips into fermentation, which produces acids, which produces ammonia. Now you have a toxic pool, toxic debris of lectins, chemicals, heavy metals. Who knows what else is in there, this ammonia. When the fungus, and I should say, and that gives rise to viruses and parasites and fungus and so on. And when the fungus integrates into the stem cell line, during the process of cell replication for the purpose of healing an injury, it mutates the cells. And consequently, we have a continuous mutated cell replication. We give the name of that cancer. That's why I say in my world, there is no such thing as cancer. So why would you not do therapeutic nutrition even if you're doing chemotherapy? I don't know, Pearl, that was a long answer.
Thank you. But so I've had people say to me, but so will any of that interact or react adversely with the chemo? And so I didn't really know how to explain.
Can nutrition interact? Do you stop eating broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, red meat? Do you stop eating that when you're doing chemo?
Right, exactly. I know.
Okay, this is nutrition. It does not interact. Nutrition is nutrition. As a matter of fact, you need nutrition if you're doing chemo because it robs your minerals from your system. That's why the hair falls out.
Yeah.
Okay? That's why people get, they call it chemo brain. They can't think straight. And I think you mentioned that in regards to one of your friends who had breast cancer, right?
Yeah.
Any other questions that you, you're welcome. Any other questions that you would have of Pearl, or you can ask me questions as well. Go ahead, please.
Donna, this is Carol. Could I just make a comment on what Burl said?
Absolutely.
That was a very impressive story there, Pearl, that you have to say. I just admire you for what you did. And what I think was so interesting at one point there is that when Pearl started on all this program that she was on, and her bleeding got even worse at one point. And it's at this point where so many people will blow the whole program because they think, oh, it's not working. And they run in alarm to the doctor and they start some radical program that will destroy their chances of survival. See, she had to have more bleeding. She had to get rid of the stuff, the toxic debris, the cancer cells. All these cancer toxic cells were exploding and getting out. And so they had to come. And Pearl seemed to have an understanding of this, that it was coming out. And so she didn't get alarmed and quit her program over it. So I just think that's kind of worth mentioning because so often you see people getting worse before they get better and they blow the whole program at that point.
Mm-hmm. That
excellent comment. I really appreciate that, Carol, for doing that. And so, Pearl, I'm just going to go back to you then, Pearl. So, you know, where did that understanding come to you, that education?
Well, from more than one source. So, as I mentioned, I am a trained therapist in myofascial release. And
okay, so your own therapy, yep.
Yes, and so a healing crisis is a huge part of the healing from that type of therapy. And so I had experienced it in myself as well as in my clients previously. Plus, then I had read your book just recently before that. While I was taking the pop on and everything else, I had read your book, The Practical Answer to the Cancer Injury. And in there, you outline it very well, that there's that almost, I believe you said, every case, every person experiences a healing crisis. And that's the time that you're having success. So I knew what it was. You know, the first half a day, there was that fear again because, oh my gosh, what's happening? All this bleeding again. But as soon as I calmed myself and checked back into myself, then I knew what it was.
Thank you for bringing that up, Pearl, and thank you, Carol. I'm sorry, thank you, Carol, for bringing that up, and thank you for commenting, Pearl. Any other questions or comments that you would like to share with Pearl or that you would like to ask?
This is Michael.
Go ahead, Michael.
I really heard a lot in what you said, Pearl, about how important having your energy back. And that your road back to energy was through nutrition and the protocol that you got from Taffy. I know in my case, I've also disappeared my prostate cancer. But I'm going to turn 70 years old. I can't believe how I got here. I feel like I'm 45. People say, I don't know how you do it. Your skin is so clear. Your energy level and the difference you make with people and it's just amazing. They just don't get it. And from my perspective, I'm now functioning in a 40-year-old body because I've repaired it and restored it to the way that it functions when things are all working together. And that's the access that I got and from the understanding. Now, I got that call too. You have cancer. But because I had the understanding and education from Taffy, I got it a while ago, and it never really took me over because it never was that serious. I never felt anything. I didn't really believe that it was a death sentence. Most people take it like it's a death sentence, and they give you a death sentence. You got 2 months, 6 months, 2 years to live. Well, I'm a cancer survivor two times over, according to their score. And I first was diagnosed in 2005. It's now 2017. And my urologist had been taking care of me, and we were just watching and waiting and doing 6 months monitoring. It was ultrasounds and MRIs and all that. I stopped having biopsies because they definitely do not help, and they're very painful too. Mm-hmm. So I really just stood in that I would find the way, like you did, Pearl. You call it listening to your angels. Well, I actually have a committee of them, and they talk to me all the time. And I listen, because the body I live in is a walking miracle that if I take care of it, it will take care of me and what I'm up to. So I'm there with you all, and whatever it is that will make the difference and provide access for that, because I am literally a walking demonstration of a transformed body that doesn't have the issues that would be normal for a 70-year-old. And that's what I want to say.
Woohoo! Thank you. Yahoo is right. Thank you for sharing that, Michael. And Liz, are you there?
I am, yes.
Liz, can you comment on your energy as well? Because that's what we're talking about. So there's Liz. She was our guest speaker last week, and she had breast cancer. So can you comment on energy and how it changed for you when you started the program? Go ahead, Liz.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, I went through the traditional way the first time, and that was rough. But I'm a continue to be positive person. But I did notice that with my second diagnosis that my energy wasn't great. I probably didn't have energy, you know, till the end of the day. But I was still working full time and loving what I was doing. But I did notice that as soon as I started on those, the smoothie and using the supplements, I do have a tremendous amount of energy. And on Sunday, my husband and I walked a place that we hadn't been able to walk for a long, long time. And we did at least double of what I'd been able to do just recently, not that terribly long ago, 4 months ago. There's no way that I was walking as far as we did. And I came home and still was able to have enough energy to get through the rest of the day and just feel great. And I think the other thing I've really noticed is my sleeping, for a woman, I'm almost 60, not quite, but my sleeping had been really quite horrible for a number of years. And it's just tremendous now. I sleep well and deeply. And I think it has a lot to do with all of the program, all the supplements, all the superfoods, how careful I am about what I put into my body, but also getting the exercise, ionic breathing. I think all of those things, and I am working on, Pearl, like you, getting my body temperature up. I'm still not quite there yet, but I'm working on it. I do think all those things make a tremendous difference, and that's one thing I can really say for me was something I really noticed was how much more energy and that I have. So I'm hoping to be like you, Pearl and Michael, to say, that was then, and now I have a healed and super healthy body, and I feel every day I'm closer to that, every day.
Thank you for sharing, Liz, and I just, so for all of us that are attending, I want us all to know this is how simple it is. If people say to me, well, how do I know that the herbs are going to work? When your energy is up and you're sleeping well, you are healing. That is the law of nature. It can't even be proven scientifically. It just is. Just like the leaves fall off the tree in the fall time, that's the law of nature. You're not going to change that. You don't scientifically even have to prove that. It just is. Our body is created to heal. That's the law of nature, but it needs energy to heal. And it comes from the foods that we eat, the superfood supplements that we take in a smoothie from Nature Sunshine, the herbal combinations that we use, like cat's claw that Pearl mentioned in high doses, and I know Michael used them, and I know Liz used them. And we open up the lymphatic system with cat's claw so that all those poisons that are causing the infection are draining out through the elimination channels. Then we have herbals for the elimination channels. We have psyllium hulls, which is a fiber. It's also a prebiotic. We have LBS2. It's a combination of herbs for the bowel to get the bowel flushing out. We have combination of herbs for the kidneys to make sure the kidney is flushing out. That's K. we have a one-day kidney flush, which is amazing. Like when you do Taffy, you take it on. You do the one-day kidney flush so that you can experience it. And we have herbs for the liver, and we have herbs for every gland and organ of the body for nutritious and healing purposes. So our energy goes up, we start to heal. Our energy goes up, we're sleeping better, and we're healing. And our body temperature goes up. Cancer cannot live in a body temperature of 37 degrees or 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. The only way to raise the body temperature is to clean out that blood, stop putting those toxins back into your system, stop eating and drinking poisons and taking poisons of any kind. That's a good word, is poison. That causes inflammation at the cell level. Then the oxygen can't get through. So stop doing that. That's what we do. And then we clean that out. We clean out the blood, making sure that it is circulating. That's when the body temperature starts to go up. It's all so very simple. Taffy, taking action for your health, follows the laws of nature way beyond anything that science can do for you. Any other questions or comments? Okay, so at this time, I just want to invite, well, first of all, I want to thank Pearl from the bottom of my heart. I'm sure you're out there giving her accolades and applauding and so on. So thank you, Pearl, for the time you took to bring us to a greater awareness of how our body is created to heal, particularly your explanation and experience of that healing crisis. And thank you, Carol, also for commenting on this is when we panic. We go to the doctor, we take a medication, and stop the whole process from happening. We thank you, Michael, for your comments. So there was Michael. He said he overcame his own prostate cancer. And there is Liz. She's in the process of overcoming breast cancer. She's healing her body. She knows she's healing because her energy is up and she is sleeping. And thank you to those who asked questions. Thank you to all of you for really listening and taking this in. We have lost the wisdom of following the laws of nature in our own body. This is it. And so last of all, I want to say that Pearl is looking for a new team of Taffy, taking action for your health. I'm also taking registrations for Taffy Team 34. And if you want to know about health, you want to be able to responsibly take on your own health, the health of your own body, to stay active and energetic and vibrant, full of magnetism and beauty, Taffy is for you. So you can contact us and register for Taffy. I also to say that next Monday, we have a teleconference call for everyone, again, at 5:45. Michael, you have a comment. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'm also starting my Team 3 and looking for people to come on board, and I plan on having a start around the end of March.
Okay, so Michael is registering for his Team number 3. Pearl is taking registrations for Team number 4, and I am taking registrations for Team number 34. So we have, this is very, very exciting, and we have Dr. Kathy. I think she is doing Team number 7. I think it's 7 with a team of doctors of natural medicine. And so we have Shannon, who's also is also presently taking on her very first Taffy team, and we thank you too, Shannon. And so Taffy is sweeping the nations. We are transforming the health of nations, one Taffy team at a time. Thank you, everybody, for being on the call. I want to leave you with blessings of love and fun for your whole entire family. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Donna.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Thank you.